Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of NCBA, talking Japan in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
We're in Denver, the 2018 Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting, talking with Kent Backus, the trade specialist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office. One of the many topics we talked about, the potential of maybe getting the Japanese to talk with the Trump administration.
Yeah, we started to see some announcements coming from first the Japanese press and then the U.S. media, and then the government's finally weighed in and said, here's what's going on. We're hearing reports that there are going to be bilateral trade talks between the United States and Japan. Now, obviously for us, that is a top priority because Japan's our biggest export market. You're talking about a $1.9 billion market for us last year. You're also talking about a market where we've seen almost a 20% growth this year. So it's important that we have some kind of talks with them to take that 38.5% tariff down. You know, under TPP, we would have seen tremendous opportunity, tremendous growth, because we would have seen that tariff phase down to 9%. Well, we're not part of TPP. And Japan's wanted the United States to come back to TPP. So the fact that they're actually going to sit down and have a meeting, I don't know if it's going to be a formal bilateral negotiation, that has yet to be determined. Sure. But I think the fact they're actually going to talk, it's a step in the right direction, and we strongly support that, and we need that as soon as possible.
And the key reason we need those bilateral talks with the Japanese is the TPP will soon be ratified by the countries that are participating, and they will all have an advantage over us when it comes to selling beef into Japan.
We're going to face a significant tariff gap, a significant disadvantage to the Australians and the Canadians and the Mexicans and the Kiwis, who are all major exporters. Because when you look at all of our competitors that have access in that Japanese market, the primary competitor is Australia. When TPP is finalized and when it's actually ratified by six of the countries, and I believe there are three so far that have ratified it, in Japan, Mexico, and Singapore. There are three more that are coming on probably in the next few months. You're looking at Australia, New Zealand, and most likely Canada. We're talking like the end of November, maybe December, that this will take effect. Well, when that happens, we're gonna face a significant tariff gap, a significant disadvantage to the Australians and the Canadians and the Mexicans and the Kiwis, who are all major exporters. They all want to sell that product in Japan. And while the quality's not necessarily the same as what we sell there on a price point, it's going to be hard for us to compete. It's also going to be tough because, you know, Europe has a trade agreement with Japan as well. And while we don't expect to see a lot of displacement on the beef side, they are major pork exporters. And if U.S. pork is displaced by some of the European pork, that could have a detrimental impact on us too. So it's important that we remain competitive in the Japanese market, and that's why these talks, they're a great first step, but we need a real tangible result in the next few months. Otherwise it's going to be hard for us to prepare to move forward if we don't know that we're going to have long-term, you know, sustainable competitive access in our leading export market.
Trade guru for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office, Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.